Well, tonight, God bless your hearts. I'm looking forward and sharing God's word with you. We're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, if you'd like to turn there. I'm going to title this teaching, The God of All Encouragement. And as we look at the verses here in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we're going to see some emphasis. God emphasizes something, and he does it by repetition, using the same word over and over again. And I really probably don't need to tell you what that word is, but we're going to take a look at that with a little bit of detail and see what God is emphasizing, what it means to us, and how we can walk bigger and bolder because of it. Okay? So I trust you're at 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3. We'll start there. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Now, have you got it yet? What God is emphasizing? Well, obviously, it's the word comfort. I'm reading from the King James Bible, and this word in the Greek, it comes from the Greek word parakletos, and there's another word in that family, parakles and parakletos. I know I'm messing up the pronunciation of those two words, but they are a family of words. And as we will read on here, and starting in verse 5, we'll see the word consolation. And it is in that same family of words that the word comfort comes from. Now, it's defined, if you go to a dictionary, a Greek dictionary, and define this word, it means to call or to summon to one's side. The whole idea is to bring somebody to your side with the purpose to encourage you, to exhort you, to bless you, to help you. That's how this word is used. Okay? So that's why I titled this teaching, The God of All Encouragement. I think that word encouragement really hits the mark on what the Greek word means for our understanding. So our God is the God of all encouragement, and he is able to encourage us regardless of our tribulations. Anybody in trouble, he can encourage us. And we too can use encouragement to encourage our brothers and sisters. Verse 5, let's read that. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so are consolation. Our encouragement also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation, your encouragement and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer, or whether we be comforted or encouraged, it is for your encouragement and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as you are partakers of these sufferings, you shall also be of the encouragement. You know, we have sufferings, we have situations we go through, and so we've got to take them on. I bet you hear the car horn honking in the background. Pardon. We'll see if we can help eliminate that. All right. So, God's really wants us to realize that he's the one that can encourage us. He's the one that can take care of us. He's the one that comes to our side. and blesses us. You know, what to emphasize what this really means, I think about a situation that occurred to me when I was in high school, and I think I've shared with you before that I was into athletics. I played football, basketball, and really enjoyed it. It was my life, sports and athletics. And we, my senior year, we had a great football team. We were undefeated. We went into the last game of the season. It was an away game, and we were ranked in the state of Virginia. I went to school in Northern Virginia. We were ranked one of the top five high schools in the state. And so here's our last game coming up. It's a away game. Unfortunately, about half the starters have been injured. So we really had a tough time preparing and getting ready for the game. And in fact, as we played it, we got beat and we lost that game. And that devastated me. Buried me, and I was so disappointed. I felt so, so bad. And we got on the bus. We're going back to our school, and the coach, great guy, he comes back. Of course, it's dead silence on the bus, and he comes back, and he puts his arm around me, and he says, "You know, Bob, you did the best you could. We lost. That's okay. We had a great season. You've got basketball to look forward to. So move ahead." And that really made my day, because I was in bad shape. And for him to come by my side, put his arm around me and console me and then encourage me made a huge difference for me. And when I think about what this word means for us, this is what I think of. Someone coming to our side to encourage us and bless us. Now, you got it. I think you got the definition here. So, but we're going to look at some other scriptures and see this even a little bigger, hopefully. So John, let's go to John. Gospel of John, chapter 14. Because here, Jesus Christ talks about a comforter. And it's that same word we're looking at. And in verse 16, chapter 14, verse 16, Jesus Christ said, "I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you," how long? Forever. Forever. Jesus Christ was their comforter. Man, they were so blessed to have the Lord Jesus Christ in their presence, the disciples. And now he's saying, you're going to have another. I'm going to give you another comforter, someone else that can encourage you and exhort you. And he's going to be with you forever. You know, I don't know. They must have had mixed feelings. I don't know how they took this, but they certainly appreciated the Lord Jesus Christ. And if they took him at his word, I would think they would be pretty excited that he would make available this other comforter. Well, what or who is this other comforter, encourager? Well, verse 26, chapter 14, "But the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So he's talking about the gift of Holy Spirit that first came on the day of Pentecost. And that gift of Holy Spirit would be a comforter or an encourager. That's pretty neat, because that encourager, that Christ in us, that gift of Holy Spirit, one of the main purposes of that is to be there to encourage us. And I think about how much do I recognize that I have this Spirit of God in me? You know, I go by hours and hours, and do I think about that I have this awesome encourager within me that's probably trying to talk to me and I'm not even listening? Well, we do. We do. And that's why I'm sharing this, to get you to really realize in the depths of your heart what you have on the inside in light of this gift of Holy Spirit. Because it's there to encourage you, to exhort you. And man, what a great opportunity we have to listen to the Spirit. We heard it in the manifestation. We heard the manifestation, given to you my Spirit to direct your steps. Well, we need to listen for that comforter, that encourager, that gift of Holy Spirit working mightily within us. Pretty neat, huh? So I trust you're getting a little bigger picture of who is in you, that Christ in you, that it is an encourager. And I believe God is always encouraging us, always working within us to will and to do of His good pleasure. We just need to have the presence of mind to realize that, boy, there's a power working within me. And I need to listen. I need to recognize this so that I can walk, have my steps directed. Well, there's some other scriptures that these Greek words are used in. And I think we can learn a little bit more here. So in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, I'll read this to you. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. That word advocate is this Greek word we're looking at. Man, Jesus Christ is with the Father encouraging him. And if we sin, who's there speaking up for us? Jesus Christ. You know?
Spirit.
Yeah, that Spirit. And Jesus Christ is at the right hand of the Father. And He's making intercession for the saints, it says in God's Word. So when we make mistakes or whatever, we don't have to dwell on those. We know that we can get that thing taken care of, that Jesus Christ is advocating for us, that we can get forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ and move on and have the victory that God desires us to have. Well, look at another scripture, Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning. Romans 15:4. That we through patience and comfort or encouragement of the Scriptures might have hope. You know, God's Word, the Scriptures, is very encouraging to us. Very encouraging to us. The next verse, verse 5. Now the God of patience and consolation, again, that same Greek word, the encouragement, grant you to be like-minded one toward another according to Christ Jesus. Our God is patient, and He's encouraging us to be like-minded as we work together. So a lot of neat things here we can see as we study this Word. And if we look at Acts 9:31, we see that the churches flourished when they were guided by that Holy Spirit, when they let the Spirit of God direct their steps. It says in Acts 9:31, then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified, built up, and walking in the fear or reverence of the Lord, and in the comfort or in the encouragement of the Holy Spirit were multiplied. See, they were just, that Spirit was encouraging them. They were on fire. Pretty neat to see that. And then, of course, the last verse I want to share with you tonight is in 1 Corinthians 14:3, and we operated the manifestations of tongues of interpretation, didn't we? And prophecy, same basic manifestations with the same results, as it says in 1 Corinthians 14:3, but he that prophesies speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation, there it is, and comfort. So we are really blessed. And I hope you have seen tonight the value of what we have with this Spirit of God in us, encouraging us. You know, God's purposes is always to build us up. He's given us this Spirit so that we would have a permanent encourager. Not something to spy on us or to do anything else, but to be positive and encouraging. That's our God. He loves us. He cares for us. He wants us to be the best for Him. So I trust that you see this. My prayer is that you keep this mind picture. You see this a little bigger as far as this gift of Holy Spirit in you. This encourager can work mightily within you so that you can walk in the victory that our Lord and Savior has promised us. Okay? Wonderful. Heavenly Father, thank you for your blessings in our life. Thank you for the gift of Holy Spirit, that encourager, so that we can do the wonderful things that you've called us to do. So thank you for your word that unfolds these great truths, and that we can be excited in the days ahead as we walk and talk with you, as we're guided by that Spirit, as we are guided by the Word of God. We are certainly a blessed people. So thank you for each and every person here tonight that's heard this sharing and will hear it on Facebook or any other media, that they can just rise up in their lives and be encouraged. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.